Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise ye the Lord. You are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. So on tonight, I will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. I am so grateful to be able to do so once again. So I'm asking all listeners, especially for the new listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight together. I don't want you to take it lightly. I don't want anyone to ever take it lightly or for granted to even think that me or any guest that comes over this worldwide platform that we're making up things as we go. That's why we ask you to get your Bible so that you can read along with us and that you can see what thus said the Lord for yourself. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, especially the new listeners, please hear with me at this time because we do serve an awesome God who can not only hear our prayers, but he can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, once again, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. We come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you that you have allowed us to wake up and see it without hurt, harm, or danger, without receiving bad news through the night. For this, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we do falter and we do fail you and we do sin. So that's why we are grateful on tonight for the blood of Jesus that still works. We thank you for his sacrifice on the cross. We thank you that he came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh, that he came down knowing that he was going to pay the price for mankind's sin, that he paid a price that he did not owe, but he knew that we could not pay it. So he came back and sacrificed his life for us, that we can be saved in his name, and that when we do sin, we can be redeemed and be forgiven of our sins through Jesus Christ. So we thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it will never lose its power. Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you will move by your Spirit on tonight, and ask that you will help me to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in me and use me through your Holy Spirit, that I will say what you have given to me to share with your people on tonight, that you will get the glory in Jesus' name. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your Spirit, and I pray that your word will go forth on tonight with power, that should there be any listener on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, and they will hear your word, Heavenly Father, they will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins. They will also open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them so that they will know and fulfill their God's purpose in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land as only you can in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every listener that faithfully tunes in to this ministry and broadcast. We thank you even for the new listeners. Continue to bless them, Heavenly Father. You know who they are. You know what each one stands in need of. We thank you that you are our promise keeper. You're faithful to keep your word. You're not like man. So just we're grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, without your presence, Lord, much of the world's troubles would consume me and limit my walk with thee. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, without your presence, Lord, much of the world's troubles would consume me and limit my walk with thee. And this is coming from one of my younger sisters, Danetta Burnett. She's a poetry, writes poetry, and this is a part of one of the poetries that she has written. So this is a part of our spiritual food for thought for tonight. I am going to make a quick announcement before we get ready to go into God's word. As I said earlier, I will be delivering God's word on tonight. And the word of the Lord from tonight is coming. I must give credit to part of this message. I heard Pastor Joel Osteen deliver this word last week. And so I took part of this message, and then God gave me more to add to it. So I just want to give credit. Pastor Joel Osteen, part of this message is coming from him. And then God gave me more to add to what I have received from the message from Pastor Joel Osteen. But my announcement for tonight, I pray that you have a pen and paper so you can write this down. God has blessed my younger sister, Danetta Burney, to be able to write another children's book. And her book, the new book, is titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate. Again, The Littlest Guard at the Gate. Also, she has written another children's book. It's called The Best of Joy. The Littlest Guard at the Gate. She has a little store that's going to we will be announcing her website for her store, her shop, that the items pertaining to the Littlest Guard at the Gate will be available through her website that will be available very soon. But the Littlest Guard at the Gate and also her book, The Best of Joy, again, these are children's books. They are now available for purchase at Amazon.com. She has T-shirts that are available with the Littlest Guard at the Gate with his picture on it. And again, these are for children. The Littlest Guard at the Gate T-shirts can be ordered through Danetta Burney's email. And her email address is Danetta, I'm going to spell it, D-A-N-E-T-T-A underscore Burney, B-A-R-N-E-Y, the number 43, at yahoo.com. Again, the Littlest Guard at the Gate T-shirts are available through Danetta Burney's email. Her email address, once again, is Danetta underscore Burney, number 43, at yahoo.com. Also, again, the book for children, The Littlest Guard at the Gate, and also The Best of Joy, they are now available for purchase through Amazon.com. God is doing great and marvelous things through my younger sister. So I give God the glory, honor, and praise for what he's doing through her. And I pray that you would be a blessing to her, and you would order these items, these books and these items, that you would be a blessing to your children and to your grandchildren. Again, we're going to go to our music break. Then we're going to get ready to go into God's word. So I pray that you have your Bibles ready and your pencils and paper ready to take notes. The message title for tonight is, I Can Handle Every Season of My Life Through Christ. Once again, tonight's message title, I Can Handle Every Season of My Life Through Christ. And the main scripture is coming from Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So we're going to go to our music break right now. And after following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to get into God's word. Please enjoy the music break.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Total praise. God deserves our total praise, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, even in the midst of times when we don't understand what's going on around us. God is still worthy to be praised. He deserves our total praise at all times because he is a good God and he is worthy to be praised. So I pray that you're ready to get into God's word on tonight. It's not a long message, but I think it's a much needed word for tonight, for such a time as what we're dealing with and what we're going through in this time and our season of life. And God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So this word is not only for the listeners. This word is for me as well. And I pray that everyone that's tuned in on tonight will be blessed by this message on tonight. Again, the message title is I Can Handle Every Season of My Life Through Christ. Once again, the main scripture is coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, which says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So as Christians, we know that every season don't mean that you or I will get a harvest. I'm going to say it again because some people, they think that they are supposed to get a harvest at a particular season. But every season do not mean that you will necessarily get a harvest. That is why it is so important for us to keep praising and worshiping God while we're waiting for our harvest to manifest or to come to pass. We must also keep the faith while waiting for our harvest, or in other words, our breakthrough. We must remember God sees our faith. He honors our faith. He honors the faith of every Christian. He don't have no respect of a person. He honors the faith of every Christian, every believer in Jesus Christ. He honors our faith in his own time. Not only that, God tests our character, which is to help us to be able to carry our weight of glory that will, and not might, but will give him glory through us. I think I need to repeat that again. God tests our character while we're going through and while we're waiting for our season of harvest to manifest in the natural. He tests our character to help us to be able to carry our weight of glory that will give him glory through us, through you, my sister, through you, my brother. So God is preparing each one of us to be able to increase our favor that he is going to extend toward us. Again, God is preparing you and I for our increased favor to be able to do what he has called for us to do. And he will equip us to be able to do that and even more while we are still waiting on our harvest for our due season to come into manifestation. That is why it is that we, you and I, we must stay positive while waiting. We must not only stay positive, but we must keep a positive attitude while waiting. We must continue also to be faithful to God. We must be not only faithful, but we must be dedicated, and fully committed as doers of God's word, and not just hearers only. Some people, they might be dedicated in one area, but they're not committed in other areas. They may be faithful in some areas, but they're not dedicated or committed in other areas. But we must be faithful. God is looking for faithful doers of his word. He's looking for dedicated doers of his word. He's also looking for those that are fully committed to be and doers of his word, even while we are waiting for our harvest to manifest, even in this season. See, we serve an awesome God. He sits high, he looks low. Again, he has no respect of persons. He knows what he has promised you and me. What he has promised to you may not be what he's promised to me. So we can see as examples, Joseph, is a good example. Joseph maintained his good character. You know what? He could have, Joseph could have did like a lot of Christians do. When things don't go their way, then guess what? They kind of turn their back on God. They turn away from God and start doing their own thing. But we must also, God is looking at our character too. Not only is God looking at our character as Christians, the world is looking at us as we show our different types of character. And especially those that are not saved in Jesus' name that we are around, that look at us and they see and they hear us and they see that we say with our mouths that we're saved in Jesus' name, but then they look at our actions, they look at our character, which displays sometimes different things than what we should be displaying as Christians. We should be always showing good character. We should always be displaying good attitude, even though things don't go our way. We must be good stewards. We must be doers of God's word, even while we're waiting on our season, so that our season can manifest a great harvest for God, that he will be glorified through us. So we should also be like David. And for those of you that are Bible scholars, you know the story about David and how King Saul wanted to have him killed. But you know what? That was a point in time when David could have killed King Saul, but he didn't. He did not do that. He remembered who he was. He remembered what his purpose was in life. So you and I, we must always remember what our God purpose is. And so we cannot get caught up into the world system. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. When things don't go our way, when we know that God has promised us certain things, and we don't want to wait, sometimes we are like those that have the microwave attitude. They want everything right now. They can't wait for nothing. But the Lord says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. So that when he do that, then that will give us the strength to be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you and I, so that we can always remember that we can handle every season of our life through Christ. Again, every season don't mean that you're going to get a harvest. So David was tested, just like you and I are tested. Again, God has no respect of person. Joseph and David, they apparently stood on God's word, and that's what we have to do as Christians. And Christians, my sisters and brothers in Christ, we must stand on God's word. We are not to be like those that are in the world that have no hope. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. We must always remember and stand on his word. And I'm going to say it again, because some people are getting weak in the faith, even while we're going through this pandemic. And they're turning their back on God. They have forgotten. Some have forgotten what the word of God says. And they're not standing on his word. And that's why it's so important that I repeat that as Christians, we must stand on this word, this promise of God. That through God and with God, we must stand on his word that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So David and Joseph, they are proof that we too can handle every season of our lives through Christ. Again, David and Joseph, they are just two examples that shows us that we too, as Christians, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that we can handle every season of our life through Christ Jesus. As Christians, we know that we believe in the God we serve, and he will come through for us in his own way and in his own time. Until he do, guess what? We must continue to wait for the Lord, and we must continue to keep the faith and continue to hold on to our trust and our faith and our hope in him. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse number 17, I'm going to turn to that real quick because I had it, and for some reason I misplaced it, but I'm going to turn to it real quick, and I pray that you have your Bibles and you can turn to that again. with me, the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse number 17. Book of Isaiah. So while I'm turning to the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 17, we as Christians, it's so easy to get discouraged when things don't go our way. It is so easy to get discouraged. I must be honest, and it's the truth. If you would be honest with yourself, sometimes it seems hard, and sometimes we too, we want to give up and throw in the towel. But that's a trick of the enemy. That's exactly what he wants us to do. He wants us to give up on God. But see, God will never give up on us, because God is a promise keeper, and he has no respect of persons. When he said that he's going to do a thing in your life and in my life, guess what? Again, it may not be in our time, in our timing, but it's always going to be in God's timing, and it's always going to be on time, because he is an on-time God. So in the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible, in verse number 17, says, and it reads as follows. He says, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. I'm going to go ahead and read verse number 18 too. Verse number 18 says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. See, Bob, you know what? I might as well go ahead down and continue until we get conclude with this chapter. In verse number 19, it says, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards and peach, and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God? That's a question for the living to the dead. Verse number 20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Verse number 21, and they shall pass through it, heartily bestead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And then finally, verse number 22 says, and they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. See, you don't want to go that route. You don't want to go that route. You don't want to have to be one of those that, you know, you turn away from God and you look to the things of the world and you accept the things that Satan says. That's a plot. That's a trick of the enemy. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to get weary in well-doing. He wants you to give up on God even while you're waiting on your season of harvest. He wants you to give up and throw in the towel. So that's why it is so important that we depend on what God says, that we depend also on what we see of his works. We can see the works that he's already done in our lives in the past, right now, and also that what he has promised us in the future. Again, this is why we as Christians must depend on what we see, what we can see from God, of his works in our life, in your life and in my life, in the past, now, in the present, and for our future, even though we don't see it yet, because they are visible reminders of an invisible God, a God who is always with us and will answer in his own time. It goes back to God's timing and his way, not your way, not my way, but God's way, that will give him glory. So it's all about God getting glory through our season of harvest. Again, this is why we know that without a doubt and without fear, we can handle every season of life through Christ Jesus. That's why it's important that we stay in God's word. That's why it's important that we stay prayerful, that we meditate on God's word, that we can hear from him through the Holy Spirit. We can meditate on his word day and night. And we can, you know, stand on God's word, stand on his promises, that in due time, we're going to reap if we faint not. So that's what the enemy wants us to do. Even in our time of harvest, when we know that we are planting good seeds and we don't see any harvest and nothing is manifested yet. It don't seem like it's going to come through. But guess what? Again, it goes back to God's timing. God's time is not like man. See, God is a promise keeper. See, man may say one thing. He may tell you or I he is going to do one thing, and then he may change his mind. Or he may get amnesia and forget what he said. So but we just thank God on tonight that he is a promise keeper. He don't go back on his word. He is faithful. He is a faithful God. He watches over his word to perform it in the life of his people, in the life of his sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. We are his servants of the Most High God. We are his ambassadors. We are doers of his word. We love him because he first loved us. So while we are waiting on God in our season, we must remember that we can handle every season of our lives through Christ. Again, don't ever forget this main scripture coming from Philippians 4:13, because that's what the enemy wants us to forget. That he wants us to forget that main scripture that tells us without a doubt that we hold on to our faith and our trust in God and keep our hope in God, that we can do all things, not some things, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So in your season, while you're waiting for your season to manifest, to come to pass in your life, don't give up on God. Continue to be faithful. Continue to be dedicated and fully committed to the work that God has called you to do, that will give him glory, honor, and praise. We must continue to give God honor and praise while we are waiting on our season of harvest. Don't allow the enemy to trick you. Don't allow the enemy to bamboozle you and you just give up on God because your harvest, you don't see anything. You know that you have planted good seeds, but you don't see anything. Continue to plant good seeds. Continue to plant. Continue to do what God has called you to do. Continue to fulfill your God purpose in the earth, that God will be glorified through you. And in God's timing, guess what? Your breakthrough is going to come. Your season of harvest is going to manifest in your life. If you don't give up on God, guess what? God will never give up on you, because we are kingdom children. We are the children of God. We are the children of the Most High God. And again, he is a promise keeper. He didn't say that everything was going to be easy. He didn't say that everything was going to come and go our way. He did say that in this life, we're going to have trials, we're going to have tribulations, and we're going to have things that happen in our life that we don't understand. But thank God that we know that by and by, when the morning comes, we're going to understand it all better by and by. So we're going to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands. We're going to continue to be faithful doers of his word. We're going to continue to stay faithful, be fully committed and dedicated to the work that God has assigned to our hands, so that our season is going to come. Again, God is not a man that he should lie, and his son Jesus is not a man that he should repent. So what God says he's going to do for you, he's going to do it. So just hold on to your faith. Hold on. Continue to trust God. Continue to do what he's called you to do. Don't allow the enemy, don't allow the world system to make you turn your back on God and stop doing what God has ordained and appointed for you to do that's going to give him glory. Because, again, it all boils down to the timing of God. God's timing is always right. There's a phrase that says, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And there's another phrase that says, he is an on-time God. And I am a living witness. And I know that I have some listeners on the line tonight that are listening from all over the world that knows without a doubt that God is an on-time God. Again, he has no respect of person. What he says he's going to do for you, he's going to do it. So, again, he sees our faith. He sees our heartaches, our troubles, our pains. But while we're going through our troubles, heartaches, and pains in this life, continue to do the work that God has assigned to you. Because, again, through Christ, we can handle every season of our life through him. And without Christ, without God in our life, we can't do nothing. But with Jesus Christ, we can do all things. So stand on God's word. He is a promise keeper. Don't allow the enemy to let you throw in the towel or make you doubt God, make you fearful. You see, God isn't, don't give us a, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the power, the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind that we can know and stand on his word and his promise that in due time, in God's time, when they say due time, that means the timing of God, because he knows when to bless us. He knows when we're ready to receive what he has promised to us, because sometimes when we think we're ready for certain things in our life, God knows what's best for us, and he knows if we are ready to receive it or not. And he knows that if we get it too soon or too early, we may forget about him. We may turn our back on him. We may not give him the glory and not the praise for what he has done for us. So he knows how to bless us so that we would know without a doubt that we're going to let the world know that it was God who blessed us. It's God who has healed us. It is God who has kept us in our right mind. It is God who has kept our families together, even through this world pandemic. It is our God who is the great I am, who is keeping us through it all. And all that we see and all that we don't see, it is God who is keeping us. So my sister and my brother on tonight, remember that you and I, we can handle every season of our life through Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. So that's the word for tonight. It was not a long message, but I think it was a message that someone needed to hear. And it was a refreshing word even for me tonight, because sometimes we do get weary in well-doing. But the word of God lets us know that don't be weary in well-doing. We shall reap if we faint not. So hold on to God's unchanging hand. Keep the faith. Keep trusting God. Keep your hope in him. Because, again, he is a promise keeper. He's not like man. He don't give up on you, so don't give up on God. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to give up on God when things don't go your way or when you think that God has forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about you. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows and sees exactly what you're doing that's going to give him glory. And he sees and knows what everything that we are doing that don't give him glory. So we want to always be pleasing to God. We want to be pleasing to God, knowing that we can hold out, and we're going to hold out until our season, our harvest, our breakthrough come through Christ Jesus that's going to give God glory. So I pray that you have received this word. Again, it was not a long message, but it's a much-needed word for somebody on tonight. Again, this message was not only for the listeners, but this word was for me as well. So we're going to close out early on tonight. We're going to pray out this broadcast as we always do, but I'm asking our listeners, please tune in this coming Saturday night. Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry, will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night. He is my first cousin. He is, again, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word again on this coming Saturday night. So once again, I'm going to make this quick announcement on behalf of my younger sister. For those of you that are listening, that are parents and grandparents that have children that are under age 5, her latest book that God has blessed her to write is titled Literate Guards at the Gate. If you want the T-shirt which has his picture on it, you can go to her website. Her email is Danetta, D-A-N-E-T-T-A, _Barney43@yahoo.com. Once again, that's Danetta _Barney, number 43@yahoo.com. And her book titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate, and also her other children's book titled The Best of Joy, they are now available at Amazon.com. These are great children's books for children under the age of 5. And even some that are a little bit over the age of 5. So if you're a grandparent, you have grandchildren, or if you're a parent that have children that in these age categories, these are great books that you can purchase for your children and grandchildren. And also my younger sister, she's going to have a little store set up very soon where you can order the pillows and the little mugs that you can put hot water tea or cold drinks in for your children and grandchildren. They're going to be available on this website. There's other items besides the t-shirts that's going to be on her website that she's going to have set up very soon, that you can go to her website and see all the different items that you'll be able to purchase for your children and grandchildren and be a blessing to them. So we're going to get ready to close out for tonight, and I pray once again that the word has gone forth on tonight. Part of this message, I have to give credit to Pastor Joel Osteen. Part of this message was from him, and God gave me more to add to it. And again, I pray that what I delivered to you on tonight was a blessing to you, and you would adhere to this word, and you would continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, and knowing that you can handle every season of your life through Christ Jesus. Why? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're going to close out in prayer, as we always do. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We, Heavenly Father, we come thanking you right now for our newly elected Vice President-elect Joe Biden and elected Vice President Kamala Harris and all those that he are appointed to his cabinet and to their cabinet, Heavenly Father, that they will be a blessing to the people of America, not only to the people of America, but they will be a blessing to the people of the world, that you would use them, Heavenly Father, for your glory, that you would protect them, bless the works of their hands, continue to lead and guide them, Heavenly Father, as they move forward in their new positions in the earth, that will give you glory, honor, and praise. And also, we want to continue to lift up our current president, Heavenly Father. Touch his heart, Heavenly Father. Touch his mind in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we know that you can do all things. We know that you are able to even touch him right now, wherever he is, Heavenly Father. He needs a touch from Jesus. He needs your touch. So we lift up President Donald Trump right now to you, Heavenly Father. We lift him up, Heavenly Father, and ask that you would touch his heart. If he's not truly saved in Jesus' name, we pray that you would send your word his way, that he would hear your word. And not only hear your word, that he would receive your word in his heart, Heavenly Father, that he too would be able to open his own mouth, confess his sins and transgressions, and with his own mouth that he would ask your son Jesus to come into his heart and save him, that he would then have a heart of love and compassion for all people, not just certain people, but for all people, that you would be glorified through him. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. Thank you that you know who they are, you know where they are, and you know what they stand in need of. We thank you that you are a promise keeper, and we thank you that you will never give up on us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have no respect of person. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for his great sacrifice on the cross, that we can be saved through him, that we can be redeemed through him when we do sin, because, again, your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we just thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that it still works, and it will never lose its power. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We that love you, we thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. So have your way in each one of our lives, so that you will continue to get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to encourage one another in God's word. And I'm going to remind the listeners, please continue to wear your mask. Continue to stay your social distance. Continue to wash your hands. And we do thank God for the medicines that they have now released that we can now receive, and hopefully and prayerfully will end this pandemic. So we just thank God for those that are on the different medical boards and teams that have worked so hard, and all the frontline workers. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. They need our prayers, the nurses and the doctors that have worked so hard, and some of them have lost loved ones, and some of them have lost their lives trying to be a blessing and trying to save the lives of those that are suffering and are experiencing and going through and with this virus, this coronavirus. So we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. They need our prayers, and if you can be a blessing to them, do whatever God took your heart to do to be a blessing to each one of them. So we want to continue to encourage them. We want to continue to pray for them and lift them up in prayer, because they definitely need our prayers. So once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, who is thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, 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 oh. Oh, cover me. Cover me. Cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with my soul says yes, yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh yes, hallelujah, yes, oh yes, oh yes, Lord, sing this, cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him. Thank you.
soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Get the spiritual food for thought for tonight, and I'm going to say that I'm going to repeat it again tonight because someone needed to hear this word, the spiritual food for thought. And it says, without your presence, Lord, much of the world's trouble would consume me and limit my walk with thee. And that's the real truth. And a lot of saints are giving up on God. So that's why this spiritual food for thought is a right on time spiritual food for thought for the time that we're living in. So that's why I'm going to repeat it again. Someone needs to really hear this message. It's a message in this spiritual food for thought. It says, once again, without your presence, Lord, much of the world's troubles will consume me and limit my walk with thee. So that's why I thank God for Jesus Christ that lets us know in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Once again, we give God glory, honor, and praise.
Almighty Savior,
come on, my soul loves thee.